It never ceases to amaze me how tribalistic we've become without even being aware of it. Happens in sport, okay, fine. It happens in politics, something I guess you'd expect. But it happens in far more subtle, more insidiously divisive ways too, in ways we tend to ignore. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Like it or not, society does tend to stratify itself by socioeconomic status. In other words, rich people hang around with rich people, and middle class hang around with middle class, and the poor with the poor. There are exceptions, of course, but look around. That's how it tends to go. On top of which, we have a natural tendency to keep away from people who look differently, sound differently, think differently, believe differently to ourselves. I'm sure if we thought about it, we could all find examples of that in our own lives. You even see it amongst Christians. I belong to this tribe. They belong to that tribe. They believe things slightly differently. Better keep away from them. Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 38. Then John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw a man using your name to force demons out of someone. He's not one of us. So we told him to stop because he doesn't belong to our group." Jesus said, "Don't stop him. Whoever uses my name to do powerful things will not soon say bad things about me. Whoever's not against us is with us. I can assure you that anyone who helps you by giving you a drink of water because you belong to the Messiah will definitely get a reward." Don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to build walls. Jesus died for us all. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus, the countercultural Saviour, he turns our lives upside down for good. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.